Welcome back. So we're going to be going over will pose. I know it as bridge from gymnastics, but it's really just getting that open extension all the way through the body. Now the problem is a lot of people end up developing back pain or shoulder injuries because you're pushing into areas that your body is not ready for. Now one of the reasons for this is that the upper back might be a little too stiff and not able to actually open up properly. So we have to look at if the shoulders are a problem, if the back is a problem. Well, what is happening between those two? And that's the thoracic spine. Now, what happens often as well is that we only focus on what's happening in the back, and we want to dig into the back of the muscles, and we want to open up the spine, when really we forget what's happening in the front. Now think about it. If I go into back extension, those muscles are actually getting shorter. So they need to be active, not really released. And what actually needs to be able to open up is the front of the body. So that's what we're gonna focus on today, is opening up the front of the body. So one of the ones that I love to do is just a really easy oblique stretch. And it's just nice to be able to start to open up the body and breathe into it so you start to feel what that is like in the body. So we're just gonna come down here. You can sit comfortably in a chair. You don't have to be on your knees if this isn't comfortable, okay? So I'm gonna place my hand down toward the floor, or if you have a chair, you can place it on the chair. Bring one arm up, and you're just gonna gently kind of lean over, allow that rib cage to push over toward the opposite side, and breathe here. Now you notice as you take breaths into that low rib cage, you start to open up and relax that area even more. So think of breathing into that low rib cage. Then we'll try the other side. And you want to do about 5 to 10 breaths on each side, really taking time to breathe into that rib cage and relax. Okay. And then you can angle it. So it's really nice to get a good angle on this as well. So now I'm gonna come from the front, not just from the side. I'm gonna come from the front just a bit. So I get a little bit more toward the front of my rib cage, and I come up and over. This might be a little difficult. If you feel any back pain, you only go to what you can tolerate within your body. So listen to your body, okay? So bring it up, kind of reaching. Again, thinking of jutting my rib cage out toward that diagonal. And taking some breaths there again. 5 to 10 breaths. Breathing, relaxing. Feel your body melt into it as you take time. Good. So we're starting to open up the front of that body. Now we're going to do it a little bit more. So I'm going to lie down here on my mat. And I'm just going to start to lift now. Okay, so for here, placing my hands right underneath my shoulders, and I'm just gonna come up. First, let's just come up onto your elbows and just start to breathe and relax here. Now, when we wanna make sure that we're breathing, we're not bringing our shoulders up to our ears or relaxing here, I want you to press down from that shoulder blade and open up that low rib cage as you take some breaths. Relax in the low back. Relax between the shoulder blades and relax in the hips. Okay, if you feel comfortable with that, that's when you can start to bring the arms out and see what it feels like to get a little stretch. Now, if you're coming and you're only moving through the low back and you feel like that upper back is really stiff, I want you to just go a little bit lower. So I want you to keep those shoulder blades back and lift from that rib cage. So think of that rib cage coming out and forward. Lifting from that rib cage, lifting, 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 and only coming up to what you can tolerate, taking some breaths there. Breathe, make sure it's not just in the low back. Your low back will be extending, but I want you to keep it from that upper back. So think of those shoulder blades back, come up, take some breaths, and then you can kind of mobilize into it. You want to keep your hip bones on the mat the entire time. So notice that my hip bones are not lifting, because if they start to lift, that's a hip extension issue and you get it into the low back even more. So we want to keep it as much into that upper back as possible. Okay, then from here, now we want to make it just a bit more active. So I'm going to take my arms and I'm going to bring it up and hold, 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 and then bring it back out. Bring it up. Hold, make it as active as possible. Bring those shoulder blades back. Pull up in that upper chest. And then come down. Bring it up. Hold. And relax. Okay, so now you should start to feel really active mobility release in the upper back without us even touching it. That's amazing. You didn't even have to touch into the upper back in order to start to improve it. Now try the bridge again or the wheel pose and see if anything has changed and opened up. Thanks for watching, guys. I hope you're enjoying it. Don't forget to like and comment below to let me know what you think, and subscribe so you don't miss any in the future.